What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
If you tell me next year, I'll sign up for it. Be in the AFC Championship game, down three with three whatever to go in the game, and we got number 17, I'll sign up for that again.
That was Bills GM Brandon Bean, end of season last year.
I don't believe him. Because that would say that...
It depends. Listen, if you're going to use that, what's the score? 17-14? Now you can't be mad at the defense. 42-39? Now you're mad at the defense.
Like, but taking the game scenario is the same, which they've admitted through their actions and said it, the defense wasn't good enough.
Well, I guess the middle ground is, of course, that you would take it because you like your chances, even if it hasn't worked the last 2 years. I'd still like my chances. That doesn't mean I can't get better.
That doesn't mean also they can't win. And I'm not saying that I'm not confident that they could win the game with Allen having the ball. I'm not settling for anything less than the lead. If we're playing the would you take game, which I know doesn't really, mean anything, but the would you take game, I'm never, ever, ever taking anything that isn't the lead. The Bills get the ball in the AFC Championship game against the Chiefs, and they have first and 10 at their own 25-yard line.
Mm-hmm.
Their win probability at that point in time, when they get the football, is 37%. You can win that.
You're good.
That's not zero. It's not 2%. It's 37. But I'm an underdog. If I have the ball, 75 yards to go, 3 minutes to play, down three. So I'm not saying you can't win it. I'm not signing up for 37%.
What's their win percentage on fourth and one before the QB sneak gets stuffed?
So that's earlier in the quarter?
It's like 52, maybe. They have the ball up one.
It's fourth and one, 50.2 with the ball.
Coin toss.
13:01 remaining.
If they get a first down there, I bet it goes up to 54, something like that.
They get stopped, and it goes down.
But here's the thing.
Well, not much. I mean, Kansas City only goes to 52.4. Like, really, that play... At the time, it only changed 3%.
It's a 1-point game. That's the thing.
If
the Bills had scored a touchdown, if they'd scored a touchdown on that drive, are they going for two? We would debate it. That would have been
I would have loved bold. To see what they would have done.
Right. Would have been very bold. Anyway, whatever. That would you take game. There's more than just that question, though. Because there's context. If you have the number one offense in football, versus the number 7 offense, versus the number 22 offense, if your quarterback's a freak show, if you have a matchup they can't stop. Think back to the 13 seconds game. Would you have taken the ball down three with a minute left? Yes, because they can't cover Gabe Davis. Right? Like, the game script is going to tell a little bit of the story as well. And in the 13 seconds game, of course, Allen's unstoppable. Would you take down three, 3 minutes to go in Buffalo? Would it be different if it's the Chiefs? Would it be different if it's the Ravens? Would it be different if it's the Dolphins? Like this year, I'm trying to think, like their come-from-behind wins this year. This year at Highmark, tied late in the game, they took the ball and they got a long Tyler Bass field goal. In that moment, they weren't exactly great, but they got the job done.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. If you're asking me would I take down three with the ball with 3 minutes left this year, I think it's hard to say no, only because while you say it's a 37% win probability or whatever, there are also possibilities where I get the ball and I'm down four or seven or nine. And that might be that I'm just beaten down by the Chiefs, like we always are. Who are they playing? Are they playing Denver in the championship game? Denver might have the best defense in football this year. There's so many variables to kind of just use that as would you take it, that I do think it's kind of hard to say no. Would I rather something else? Of course. Down three. Here you go.
Let me, part of it is, I don't believe they would. They're so rarely down seven, eight, nine, right? Like they don't get beat bad.
It doesn't happen ever.
So
I guess the question I would ask you this: if I were to tell you it's the AFC Championship game, the Bills are home, they're down three with 3 minutes left, it's the Bengals though, would you take it? Is that different?
They're down three minutes ago, and it's the Bengals.
It's everything that we just saw in the AFC Championship game, except instead of the Chiefs, it's the Bengals. Would you take it?
Yes, I would take that.
Why?
Because that's a huge Spagnuolo versus the Bengals defense.
But
yeah, I'm confident they're scoring.
That's fine. You can be confident they're scoring. The difference is the exact same game is played out. The exact same points against. Like without making it, 52-49.
Right.
It's just a game. Like games are played, and you feel kind of good about it. But instead of Spagnuolo, instead of Chris Jones ruining your life, maybe Trey Hendrickson.
And maybe he's living in my head, Spagnuolo. But he's living rent free in my head. I'm down three, and if that dude is calling plays on the other side of the field, I have to believe he's got something cooked up for me that I'm not going to see coming because he hasn't put it on film or like he's waiting. Like, again, like it's maybe I'm giving him too much credit, but yeah, I'm afraid of him. I don't want to go up against him down three. I don't care. Allen, that's the thing. That sounds like I don't have a belief in Allen can overcome that because I do think he can. And what's amazing to me is he did do it twice in the same year. Fourth down situations, once in the regular season, once in the playoffs.
He gave them something
and
they didn't expect.
Steve Spagnuolo won the play call. Blew it out, too. Like, he won that play call in the regular season where he threw him off thinking that it was man coverage, and it wasn't. It was zone.
Yep.
And Allen, anyways.
He made the play.
Made the play anyways. And in that final play, that is the best play call defensively maybe of the year. Two free rushers at Josh going at him from the side he likes to roll out to. And Josh sees it late and still heaves a ball down the field to his tight end. Twice, that dude called the perfect play. And Allen, anyways, either scored or gave his guy a chance to make the play. So it's not a disbelief or a distrust in Allen. It's I don't want to go up against that guy. Down. 2 years in a row, they've had those situations. So, no, like I would need the lead. Just to feel truly confident, I would need the lead.
803-0550. We'll get a call in here. David and Wilson's on the line. Good morning, David.
Hey, good morning. Hey, good morning, guys. A couple things I wanted to talk about. First thing is, I think one of the things we need to do here before the season starts is find a way to trade Curtis Samuel, because his cap hit with what he's bringing to the team does not coincide. And right now we actually have the least amount of cap out of any team in the league. I believe we're like -600. And we need to have some cap space, God forbid, knock on wood, we have an injury somewhere to make a move just to be able to bring somebody in. And I feel like that is the one person that I can see on this team that we can replace with like Tyrell Shavers or honestly maybe even Gabe Davis in free agency if they didn't feel comfortable, if they want to carry six or five. And then the other thing is I think when it comes to McDermott, he needs to find a way when it comes into those final like minutes of a game to be able to manage the game in a much better way. Because when I think back to last season, the game that sticks out to me is the Texans game, in which we throw the ball three times within our own 10-yard line, and we give the ball right back to the Texans. They march down and get a field goal. And it's in that situation, it's like, that should never happen. You should run the football at least the first two plays and then throw it on the third. It's those type of game situations, I always feel like it's like I get into like the nervousness of like, oh, crap, because I feel like they feel that same nervousness. And it's like, shouldn't have that. It's not at this point. I've been hoping he grows out of that. If we see those same situations again this year, I'm not the biggest like, hey, McDermott has to go. But like in that type of situation, it's if we don't bring in like another coach to like oversee, like, hey, like be able to feed him like game management wise, or like, hey, you know, this better chance to run on this play, or, you know, be able to manage that time and that clock at the end. I feel like that's what's harmed us quite a bit in many years, you know? So that's just what I wanted to bring in today. You guys have a good one. Thank you.
Thanks, David. Going back to that Houston game, McDermott caught a lot of grief for that, not just from Bills fans, but that was, you know, that was an ESPN kind of let's laser focus in on how the Bills lost the game. The Elias Sports Bureau says a team with this blah, 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 never lost in regulation. There was so little time left. There's also the context or reality that did McDermott call the pass plays? Wasn't it Brady that would have called pass plays, or Allen liking a look and throwing it down the field instead of take? You know, he was not the one that made them throw three incomplete passes. Of course, passing the ball that day was very difficult. Allen ends with 9 completions. So, you know, that's Houston game, if we're going back to that one, that's to me an example of there's a lot of different ways you could say they lost it. You could blame McDermott. I think you could blame the fact that their receivers were, I mean, they had no Shakir that day, right? He's hurt.
That's right.
And it's Mac Hollins and what? Coleman had a big catch.
Yeah. I thought I remember this right. From that game, after Allen throws it incomplete to Mac Hollins down the field on 2nd and 10, the camera goes to McDermott on the sidelines. He's walking up the sidelines and he's talking into his headset, and it's pretty easy to see. Like, he's saying, we should be going for the first down. So
yep.
Maybe he was okay passing the ball,
but
I don't know that he was like, what are we chucking the ball 40 yards down the field to Mac Hollins for? So he looked frustrated when that situation was unfolding. And on the cap question real quick, I wondered this too. Joe Marino talked about this with us a couple weeks, or maybe it was a month ago now, that they've got to do something. They have $5 million, they're $5 million below the next team. So this is maybe where SpotTrack has a little bit of a disparity from what the real
above the next
cap
team
says.
Below
in space. They're minus 600 on the cap. So 600,000. I do think they have to do something to clear up a couple million. I have no idea though what that's going to be.
James Cook.
Maybe that could be it.
That is one spot. If we could bring up James Cook for one moment, that is maybe. And there aren't that many spots he has leverage. That's one.
Mm-hmm.
My cap hit is 5.2, and an extension gets me down.
Yeah.
5.7.
5.7. Yeah.
His cap hit is 5.7. You want to get under the cap, extend Cook. And that might be another part of this that's frustrating for Bean. Like, I'm ready to be under the cap. The deal's on the table. It's got this guaranteed. Here's your cap hit in year one. It's 2.4 or whatever.
Well,
and we do what we need to do to get under the cap.
Well, does Cook have a little bit of leverage there that we haven't thought about
before? That's the only leverage
he
might have.
Like, hey, your plan here to be cap compliant and to have this little bit of flexibility to do things is reliant on signing me.
Right.
So
that's one thing that Rousseau had a little bit of that too. When we're thinking about, you know, the order of the deals, how do they get signed? Rousseau was an example of, oh, well, they'll extend him and his cap hit will drop. Rousseau's cap hit this year is 5.8. It's below Epinesa.
The other thing they could do, by the way, they could extend Connor McGovern, who's got $9.3 million on the cap this year.
Right, but McGovern is going to want to get paid.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yes.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Starting center.
Paid what? Like how much? Like highest paid center in the league?
I don't know about that, but he's going to want to get, I think he's got a case to make for a raise. I mean, $7 million for him right now. He signed as a guy, was going to be a guard, moved to center. He is 28 years old.
Okay.
Centers play for a long time.
There are right now six centers in the league that make $10 million plus in the NFL. Creed Humphrey is at the top with $18
million. Yeah, and he's making seven.
He's making seven.
So, like, I don't know if he's gonna want. Right. He's gonna want to double that. We can't
really, other than extensions. I don't know what they would do. Like, I would love for them to trade Curtis Samuel. I don't know how likely or believable that is. The Dawson Knox number is really big. Do they want to just spread that out now? They could do that, I guess.
You know,
the guys they could cut. Like, there's really nobody on that list. Like, you could cut. No, there really isn't. Like Trubisky. Trubisky is the guy you could cut and save $2.5 million.
On the idea of trading Samuel, like, we sure about that? We're just going to turn that over to Tyrell Shavers, who's had a nice preseason. He has a nice preseason a lot. I mean, Samuel just doesn't play. That's
what do you think
you're
really losing in Samuel is the question.
I know.
I'd like for him to be healthy and to factor into this offense. But I think they have him right now in a yak player in Shakir, and I think they have him in a man beater in Josh Palmer. Right?
I guess.
He's kind of my backup to both. So I don't know what I'm really missing out on there for Samuel. So, sure, it's the fifth spot on the depth chart. It's special teams. It's Shavers is going to be my Keon Coleman X receiver backup, right? Like, that's another part of this. If Coleman were to ever go down, Shavers is playing his spot. And if Shavers isn't with you anymore, I don't know who that guy is. It's kind of it's just a backup spot, yeah. But I don't know. I wouldn't know who to tell you. If Shavers got claimed by another team and Coleman goes down with injury, am I playing Josh Palmer at the X? That'd be a question for, you know, Matt Harmon, maybe. I don't know.
803-0550. Dan in Raleigh is up next. Good morning, Dan.
How are you guys?
We're good.
Good.
Just a quick James Cook one. I mean, I get it. It's business. Man's got to worry about himself. You know, all that. I understand that. But, like, I was listening, Jeremy, to your pod with Ostrowski and Lockdown Bills guy.
Joe Marino, yeah.
Yep, Marino. And Ostrowski talking about how without him there, yes, he's going to he's going to meetings, whatever, but it changes the way practices are done with Cromer, the blocking scheme, different backs, blah, blah, blah. At what point, again, dude, I get it. It's all business. He's got to worry about him, blah, blah, blah. But, I mean, if he's – the Baltimore game, let's face it, is probably about the most important game of the year, the first week. If he's not there, like, I'm looking at it. I sat there with my calendar open. If he's not at practice the Monday after the last preseason game where he's there for two full weeks of practice, now I get it. It's business. But – now he's really, I think, impacting the team, our chances in the whole friggin' year. And I God bless him. I hope he gets his money. But if he's not in by that Monday, then I'm kind of going to be a little salty at him.
Yeah.
So That's where I'm at.
Yeah, thanks, Dan. To that point, like, I have to make this side of it without even taking a side. If you don't like that, the Bills could just pay him. Just give him what he wants. Mm-hmm. If you want, there are two ways for, I guess there are three ways for this to be over. The Bills to say, here, fine. Cook to say, here, fine. Or there to be a meeting in the middle. And I almost want to treat this contract negotiation like I like to treat top guy on our board.
Mm-hmm.
The Bills will tell us their version of what happened, and let's say a deal gets done today. Bean can say, and it doesn't, again, without saying like anybody's lying, this was the deal on the table for the last month, and we'll say like Cook wasted his time. But maybe there's something in there that was one small concession, and the number is the same, but the guaranteed number is different. Yeah, we had three for 33 on the table for the last month, but two more million came in guaranteed, or a roster bonus got moved to this bonus. I don't want to just assume that when this comes to an end, it will be because the Bills won and never budged. But I also want to point out that it is in their interest to say that. You can't, as a negotiator, Joe, publicly say, yeah, this guy started skipping practices and we hated it, so we decided to give him more money. Because
mm-hmm.
the Bills have to represent strength. They have to represent how they are so resolute that you can't, we don't negotiate like that. That won't work here, even if it works a little bit. If he wasn't doing this, if he didn't tweet out $15 million,
mm-hmm.
like this is, again, like we don't get to see behind the curtain all the way, even though Hard Knocks is on tonight. If he didn't tweet out $15 million, is their offer $1 million lower than it currently is? I don't know.
Or is nothing different?
Nothing might be different.
Maybe nothing's different.
The only thing that might be different is that we don't sit here and say he thinks he's worth 15.
Right, and then we're completely guessing at what he's asking for.
We
might think it's higher. Barkley getting 20, we might think, well, he might be asking for 17.
Could be.
He's not asking you to be the highest paid running back in the league, it so really, 17.
It really is, even though it's not that important that he tweeted it, the only piece of the negotiation we actually have is that.
It's it.
It's he tweeted this, which is why people continue to go to it. So, I know, Dan, I get it. I'm with you. I understand that Baltimore game, he's important. And that game is important. I don't know how it all ends. I really don't.
Diana Rossini was just tweeting about it or tweeted a video out about it. And she says she thinks it ends up around where the Kyren Williams deal was, maybe a million or two more.
Okay. If he gets a million or two more, did he win?
She also just thought, like, this one's tough to predict because it's been bizarre. The Bills have never had a situation like this. She's never going to the context of it. So I don't know how confident she sounds in that, but she says maybe around the Williams deal. Which I think is everyone's expectation anyway, isn't it? Right? If it wasn't around the Kyren Williams deal, if it was 2-3 million below it, it would be stunning. If it was 4-5 million above it, it would be stunning.
You mean per, not
per,
total.
Per year, sorry, per year.
Yep.
Like between 11 and 13 million per year. Wouldn't everyone be surprised if it was outside that range?
Yeah, I think so.
So I don't know how much it is to say like around the Williams deal. I think everybody expects it to be around the Williams deal. But then it's the holdup is over. It's not just the APY. It's what are they offering guaranteed? What's the term on the deal? Like there's going to be a lot more into it, incentives and whatnot.
Again, think of it. I just to a fault always think this way. Who are the Bills' number one targets in unrestricted free agency? I know the guys they got. They might have been some of their top targets. Who's the guy they really wanted they didn't get? We don't know.
Except for J.D. McKissick.
That's right.
The one time we found out. Yeah.
Yeah. J.J. Watt, they wanted him, maybe?
Yep. Didn't Zach Ertz say that they once wanted him?
Maybe.
I think he said that.
It's just the kind of – this is true of the Bills, true of so many teams. They're so good at controlling the message that you kind of have to take all of it for – all right, that's their side of the story. There's probably other sides. And a contract negotiation like this to me is a lot like the draft board. 803-0550. I never get to see the draft board, so I'll take your word for it. But I'm always going to have in the back of my head, well, you know, maybe There were other scenarios. Maybe something happened that you didn't want to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you're ready to take a guy with a 38th pick, and then bang, he gets snagged at 37, and you think, uh-oh, and you try to trade down, and you can't, and you just take a guy. Mm-hmm. And then you say about that guy, we loved him. That's the draft. That's not just the Bills. That's just everybody. Or that's just me and my cynical kind of look at all of it. I don't try to be cynical with it. I know what I don't know. And I think it's important to know what you don't know. A couple more calls on this. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Maybe it ends today. Diana Rossini saying...
This was not your James Cook rant, by the way?
No. It's not really much of a rant. It's a fantasy football point. Give us a ring. Join us on the YouTube stream. You can subscribe to the WGR 550 YouTube channel. You can like the page. You can like the broadcast, whatever. We got to get Josh and Owen back on camera. I feel like that's good for us. Get them back on the feed.
I agree.
We can go quad box now. We got to have some sort of debate with the quad box. We got to have segments that simply justify using our new quad box ability.
Quad segments.
Which on the radio sounds just like four of us talking like we always have.
Right, on the radio it's no different.
Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.